So you've mentioned two things here that I want to kind of pick up on a little bit more. The first one is sleep, which you talk about in the book. So, you'd think that sleep wouldn't be all that useful to me if I'm trying to lose fat because all I'm doing is just lying down with my eyes shut, right? So why is sleep useful for me if I'm trying to lose fat?
On a couple different levels, sleep, when we lack sleep, we get some prefrontal dysfunction in the brain. And the prefrontal area of the brain is really important for things like willpower and self-control. So when we lack sleep, our willpower and self-control tends to go down quite a bit. So we don't make the best food choices, maybe. But along with that, other things can happen, like blood sugar levels can kind of get out of whack, which causes some hunger problems. Appetite hormones can get out of whack, so we make some other bad food choices or we overeat. Those are some of the main things with hormones, blood sugar levels, and willpower and self-control.
So then what you're arguing is that less sleep equals more fat. And I think this is really kind of a key theme because one of the things you allude to in the book is that most of us are chronically sleep deprived. I mean, tell me about some of the numbers on this.
The amount we're sleeping compared to about 100 years ago is a lot different. A lot of people are sleeping about 6 hours or less each night. The recommendation is about 7 to 9. This can vary, person to person, what's happening in their life. But yeah, most people are sleep deprived, and less sleep usually equals worse food choices and more body fat. So it's a pretty terrible situation in North America.
So I'm hungry and I'm tired and I'm cranky and I'm kind of crazy and I have no self-control. You're right, it's definitely a perfect storm.